And light to every last king, queen, and to all those in between under the sound of my voice. Yes, even gospel who's crying in the back. And welcome back to the Sugar Service. Still black and ready to attack, it is I, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as your favorite Uncle Auntie, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Big Brother Friday, never looked so goddamn good. As most of you already know, this is a safe space where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues. We like to share the news since the world never has a clue. And I hope somebody legendary pulls up because Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. This week, we are blessed to have another living legend as a special guest. The genius behind many of your favorite reference photos, the true culture archive himself. The iconic Eric Johnson will be stopping by the Sugar Service. Now, this is something none of us want to miss, so make sure you pull up and let's do what's right to get our hearts, our soul, and our minds right, because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, let's slide into this word like most of y'all be sliding into each other's DMs. Today's word is far from simple. However, I'm going to phrase this with a question and a question only. Are you focused? To be focused is not the absence of distraction. It is the navigation that avoids it. There are so many distractions every day. I mean, every day we are distracted. Some even designed to pull you away from the very goal that you are passionate about pursuing. So here's my question again. Are you focused? This question isn't about your ideas. It's not about your dreams. It's not about your goals. The question is directed to your spirit. So I'll ask you again. Are you focused? Take inventory of everything and anything that triggers anything negative that attempts to pull you away from your goals, including self-doubt, including that I can't do it attitude. I hope today's word refuels you, recenters you, and gets you together and reassures you that you will gain control of your goals and your dreams and your destiny. And one more thing before we close on this. Don't be afraid to ask yourself this question every day for the rest of your motherfucking life. Are you focused? Okay? Ashe. Whew, and that's on that. I hate to sound selfish, but that word was definitely for me, y'all. But yes, I'm ready to move on. Let's do it. It's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all. Soulja Boy was trending last Friday for, if you know why, then you know why. Shout out to Soulja Boy. All right, y'all, let's see what we have here. If you were excited when Lil Wayne put out Sorry for the Wait on streaming last week, I am reporting the news that she is too young for you. Yes, her, and we all see it. Okay, this is a sad one, but rest in peace to Ronnie Spector, who passed last week. Her legacy will live on in her music, of course, but it seems that there's a biopic already happening and in motion, and Zendaya will play Miss Spector. Not too sure about that one, but rest in peace, queen. And last but not least, before I go, there's this image floating around of Madea and Netflix. with a photo of Madea with a homecoming, but it says homegoing situation. I don't know if Madea is collaborating with Netflix in the near future, but Tyler Perry, I'm here for it, so make it happen.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the show where we give honor to one of the movers and shakers of the community, because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. At least to me, that is. You heard? Today's local hero is the thousands of people who deliver for Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Seamless, and any other food delivery services known to mankind today. Throughout this pandemic, I don't think we gave you guys enough credit, because you guys deserve so much and so much more. In the snow, in the rain, on the worst days, and hopefully in less than 30 minutes, you have always stuck to the plan, did what you had to do, and got the fuck on. Most of us would not have made it this far without every single last one of y'all. So with that being said, to all of the delivery gods across the globe, you are our local hero of the week. Fly high, my guy. All right, y'all. Wow, I am so excited for today's episode's guest, because, man, I've brought many legends to the show, but I finally have another icon sitting in front of me who is a living legend as well, alive and pumping and still working. Yes, a lot of you grannies are not working. This is an icon who continues to work, because all he has to give is work. The iconic Eric Johnson is in the building. How you doing?
Hey, good to see you.
Do you like my intro?
Yeah,
I've been working well on like my intros for like really, really important
guests. Because you can talk,
guests.
You know? You got this.
I'm really bad at talking. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why I invite guests to like talk for me. What's up, Eric?
Chilling.
Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service.
Yeah, man.
They gave me a show. I don't know why, but they did it.
Cool.
And we are grateful.
Cool. Yeah, no problem. But, I need it out here.
Yeah. I mean, the real reason I really have this show, not because I talk a lot, but because I have friends that are geniuses. And I feel like all my friends are so great that people don't allow them to talk how great they are, and people don't allow them to like tell their story, because Wikipedia and Google and all the white girls want to tell the story of the girls without actually letting the girls tell their story. So this little show is only for my friends to like really tell the world, like, hey, this is me, this is how, and this is why, basically. And I'm very specific about who I choose.
Of course you are.
I mean, not because of that, even though what is that?
That is life. That's how life goes.
That's true. Life is very selective, but I'm really selective about these guests because they're all legends and they're all icons. So with that being said, how are you? And welcome to the Sugar Service again.
I'm great. Just had a little bike ride out here.
Wow. And you live in the city,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I live in the city. I live downtown, though, you know?
So. Your cardio game is real. I mean, he's sexy, y'all. I mean, he might be taken. I don't know if I should say that or not, but he is sexy, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, and all those in between. But hey, Eric, what's up? Who is Eric Johnson? Because I can say who Eric Johnson is, but who do you think Eric Johnson is, being that it's you?
I don't know, man. I just try to stay true to myself. Wow. You know
and
what I'm saying?
You have been for a very long time.
Very long time, man.
So I hate labels. Let me just say that now. Okay. And I don't want this to be about me. It's really about you. But I hate labels. I hate saying the photographer Eric Johnson, because you're not just a photographer. And I'm saying this not because of... not because that I'm a fan, but because I also got a chance to work with you, and because I know you and I know how you work. So I'm going to call you an artist.
Okay.
Because I really think you are an artist, and a few of your entities involve photography and your mediums involve, you know, obviously visual presence, but you're more than just a photographer. You are an artist and like also a director. Like, did all of that start at once? Like, how did it all start?
Well, it started photography at 16. Wow. I went to Arts High School in Newark, School of Performing Arts.
Okay, Jersey in the building.
So, you know, they gave us, the art kids, photography in the junior year, and I was stuck. So I started taking pictures, because, you know, it's like artsy school. So I was taking pictures of the models at the fashion shows and things like that, driving out to Asbury Park to take photos of the cute girls.
What year is this, would you say?
This is like 83, 84.
Oh, my God. And, you know, the reason I'm asking, I mean, once again, I can be selfish sometimes, but the only reason I'm asking is because you said Newark. And you said the 80s. That means Whitney Houston is somewhere.
She's somewhere.
Wow.
Redman, everybody. Yeah. You know? Wow.
Okay, so early 80s photography.
Mid-80s.
Okay, yes, mid-80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
So the passion came immediately when you started? Wow.
Came immediately. I could show you photos. I took photos and everyone said I was good, but there's photos that I will ultimately show. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So I started doing that. So then I did that, and then I came over to the city, worked for a photographer who had a studio. So she worked, Connie Hansen, I love her. So she had a studio. And we would, and she gave me the keys. So I would, like, instead of going back to Newark all the time, I would go to clubs and meet kids that I want to take photos and bring them to our studio. So even though a lot of people know my 90s stuff, it's like I was shooting like Ginger Binders from Pyramid Club and things like that in the 80s before the 90s So I was showing everyone my work and just getting a gig here and there and there. And then it just happened to be that at a time when I was kind of like catching a stride, blowing up. Wow. So it was like Biggie and everyone. So that's how I ended up with that crowd, because we were all starting to be hot at the same time. So, you know.
But there was some sort of energy that pulled you to all these people, because you're actually the common denominator of all of these cultures. That's the thing, girl. Like, you are a common denominator of a full reference, which is more than just photography. And it's like, and to be a common denominator as a photographer means that your silhouette is all over the place. And that's like a dream for any artist, me, any singer, any musician, visual artist, is to like know that their silhouette is implanted all over the world. And like, we can go on for days about the names, which I'm gonna get into a few of the names of like some amazing people that I'm also a fan of that you have shot throughout the years, but also what drew them to you?
You know what? I feel like I'm really chill, for starters.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm also very down. So people know I'm not a punk, and they just know that they could tell. I'm OG. You know what I'm saying?
You are.
So that's why I feel like game recognized game. So anyone that's official, they fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? So just, and no matter what culture, in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, those thugs, badass, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't play them. You can't do it with gay kids either. You know what I'm saying? The baddest. So it's like every group is a badass. So just the fact that I think they all fuck with me is very telling about my fairness and my respectfulness.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
I am only maybe 2 days younger than you. And, I've been in the game for a while. And in the fashion world and in, like, I guess, music media world these days and the days while I was growing up, it was very heavy on the talent coming in with the idea, the talent coming in with the concept, the talent really just hiring a photographer just 'cause and coming in with the talent. Was it the same? Not that it's that now, because now there's a new relationship where the photographers are now directors. The photographers already have like an idea that they're reaching out to the talent for, or the photographers are only taking jobs that they want to work with specific talents or specific clients. Back in the day, as in like 90s, late 80s, was it the same vibe for like your clients or your talents? Like, did they have visions, or were they more open to your visions? I'm sure you have visions on your own.
It varies, you know? I mean, so I'd say like Lauryn Hill, for example, she was very specific. She was very tight. You know what I'm saying? She had the title of the album, so we shot it in her school, Miseducation. And
I mean, that changed the game. I'm still trying to like... I'm still trying to get the right filter.
You know what? I'm so funny.
For Miseducation. Like,
I started having exchange with Foxy Brown because we shot all the time back in the day. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it's like we don't always know what everyone does. You know what I'm saying? So even though I shot her a couple of times, only when she hit me up on DMD, and she was like, yo, you shot Miss Education? I was like, yeah. She's like...
And then the talking got the talking.
She was like, yo, I could tell your humbleness by the way that you're responding to me, but yo, wow. You deserve your roses, and that is like everything. And it's just like, so it's like... You know, it's like I did like a lot of things that are really important culturally, but I'm just like, I'm super low key, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just like, I like the low key style, but I'm still getting people that are like really impressed with things I did. People I've known for a long time.
Because things
too.
Also came with it. It wasn't just the photo, it was seeing Black people in a cool as in like the tone, like mm-hmm. a cool tone way. Like, I still think of Faith Evans and Biggie in the back of that Cadillac when I'm getting dressed. I still think of every Mary J. Blige photo that you've ever taken. Like, I think of these things.
Well, you know, the Biggie and Faith photo, that was more like me because so I went to George Pitts. He was awesome for all of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, you just get like, you're lucky. You want to get in the magazine. Then you want to get a full page. Then you want to get a double. Then you want to get a feature. So you keep getting, so by the time it was time for me to do the cover, Georgia was like, you know, people, you look really good. People are really into you. I always heard that people, my peers, everyone thought I was the kid in that group. So basically,
you are so humble. You are like, you are that dude.
So basically, went to meet George Pitts at Vibe for the, and he was like, we want to do something iconic in the way that. He said, though they weren't really using words like iconic so much, but he was like, yeah, he was like at the Rolling Stone book of 100 greatest album covers type thing. You know what I'm saying? So they were like, they wanted it to be that level. And I was like, oh shit, you know what? They haven't really gone on location. You know what I'm saying? Because all the covers were like studio. Mm-hmm. So I booked that car, which I think was the Cadillac, which I think was in like a Bronx still, one of those movies, car rental place. Mm-hmm. And I drove around. I used to live in Brooklyn back in the 90s anyway. So I found a couple of locations that I like to shoot. And one of them had the city in the background, but they were all in Brooklyn. Mm. And so that's how that came up. They just kind of asked me what I wanted to do. And I just did some homework and came together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like funny when that cover was out. I don't know. I'm so chill that it's like whenever I see it on a newsstand, something made me just feel so uncomfortable and I just like froze. And then it's like, it was almost like after the 30 days when the next cover was out, I just felt more at ease. I can't explain why, like, you know what I'm saying? Somehow just seeing it, but you know,
I mean, then, it's nostalgic for so many ways.
Well, now it is. But I mean, back then, that's where I was like back then uncomfortable seeing, saying? But so many kids are, you know, the kids decide, I feel like, you know, clearly, there's something with me to generate with youth in a sense that they're the ones who decide that they're feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the internet comes in one day and you see the photos everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So back then, it was like you'd see it on the magazine cover for like 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then somehow, and I'm like slow to getting on online and all that anyway. So by the time I was like finally ready to jump in, my photos were like everywhere, you know?
I mean,
so I was like, oh, they fucked with them.
Yeah. And I really think it's because now, I mean, God bless the internet, but the internet bought another solidification that you are that nigga also. Like, because I mean, I found out about you from the internet after like trying to look at the fine print of stuff that I still got magazines from my mom. You know what I'm saying? But like from the internet is when I finally got to look up who Eric Johnson was and got to look at it from a huge thumbnail scale of like what was going on. And I was like, it was a full silhouette. This was new for me. And for people that were like me that weren't photographers, but just appreciated photography, but appreciated everything else that was in that photo, I was still taking notes of everything in that photo. This is my first time seeing ice blue color on a chick with like, this is my first time seeing huge, like stiff leather coats on rappers. Like mm-hmm. for me as a designer or even as a singer, those are my notes. A designer look at your photos and like, I don't know if you've been into like many design houses, but I have, and your photos are up there. Yes, I'm saying it out loud. You have been snapshotted and printed out. Why? Because there's also certain things in that photo that you capture. Like your eye changed the game for more than just music industry, more than just the girls, the culture. Like the eye changed the game, even for the white girls, even for the designers who like has snapshotted and redid so many new things and then hired the artist that had it on and like, oh, come back because we just made it over. Like you're in that as well. Like It's crazy.
You know, when I shot Doja Cat, by the way, I have a photo to show you.
Oh my God, I love Doja Cat.
So I love those photos. I showed her a bunch of photos. The photo of you, I have a picture of her looking at your photo like, what? But anyway, yeah, I didn't drop that just for no reason. Well, yeah, but we were talking about, so, you know, people, so it's really cool that basically that people, that even now it's like kids, like the way that people have sent me, them redoing the picture Biggie and Faith like 25 years ago. It's like people are sending me the interview cover that was recently that they've done. And I was like, wow, it is interesting that it's something that clicks with people, that I don't like to take myself so serious or the situation so serious, but something about it clearly makes it still like not just be working, but to do things that kids are like, oh, I've never seen that artist like that. I'm really into that. That's really like, I want to just ride that out for as long as I can. And you know what? I'm also, because I'm like a streetwise person, I kind of feel...
Hold on. My dog is crying. You know what? Let me pay a bill. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
So, yeah, I showed her this photo of you. Oh, my God. And she was just like, just watching her reaction. But it's like I was saying, it's kind of like still to just to have people still be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, look, that's like she's like so into that photo of you, you know? So just to be able to do something that still clicks with people, I'm really into it. You know what I'm saying? So I like to, you know.
Hold on. For you guys that don't know, the photo that he's talking about is from our Garage Magazine cover shoot where I was channeling the legendary Lynn Whitfield and the legendary, just all the legendaries, actually. But yeah.
But you know what else, too? I think that because, like, you know, I'm a streetwise person, and basically I really just pay attention. I pay attention to a lot, even though I probably come off a lot more, like, you know. My friends used to say I was blonde. I have my blonde roots are showing because, I don't know, I guess somehow I seemed ditzy, but I always thought I was super smart. But anyway, because I could read the room, I remember these homies, you know, that were kind of like, you know, they were in trouble all the time, kids from the Bronx. And so one of my homies, he got trouble for all the shit, got arrested. His brother, both of them, they used to be in jail all the time, but they were so dominant, they went to jail. They were just so, they were, people used to see me and be like, oh, who are, like, how do you guys even know each other? But anyway, one of the brothers, Michael, was just saying to me, oh, so he was going to, now that he was locked up, he knew I shot, like, celebrities and things like that. He was like, yo, send me photos, you know, to, like, send me photos, like, to the correctional facility type shit. You know what I'm saying?
And I was like,
cool, but he was like, don't send me photos of artists in the studio. Send me photos as if Pink was sitting on your sofa. Wow. And because he said that, and I was like, oh shit, does that like mean that kids or people who are not really industry are not are bored with like a studio fake photos? And because of that, that put something in my head. And then I did the photos with Erykah Badu for the fader. She was stripped. 35, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, people weren't really like, but people weren't really always shooting black artists quite so indie as that style. So I got that from my homie in jail because that's what he said that he wanted. And it's like, so because I'm like that, I just get things from really unconventional scenarios.
Wow. Was that the same flow for Maxwell?
Maxwell is like, by the, I'd say for the Bad album, maybe, but we shot like, we shot so many albums by then. So that was probably like, the, not bad now. What did I say bad? Now that was definitely a more casual approach to, but we always was kind of chilling, me and Maxwell, our whole approach to photography was always just like to catch a vibe, you know?
You are a full archive. I really appreciate
you. Archives, yeah,
like,
man.
I like, this is... The world, we don't deserve you. Like, it's insane how much, you know, we lost so many icons, but you are still pumping with, like, your bank is insane. Like, I hope that I'm putting money into some sort of museum that's called Eric Johnson or some sort, not even a gallery, like some sort of museum.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do all of that. You know what? It's like people kind of like are surprised. They're just like, are you even, I had like a show like years ago and they're like, you're not putting out books and shows. But I was just kind of like, one, by the time I come out with it, I want everyone to want it. And then in addition to that, I just felt like my story could be really original in the sense that I live it for so long.
Yeah, that's
and
the
then
thing.
Like, so, you know, for someone to be able to show you photos from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, and have them all be like official. It's like, I feel like that's my story is the kind of story that it's like, I'm going to, because my life is so fun the way that I live it. So I don't really need the attention. So by the time it's time to start doing those things, which I'm starting to have conversation about that now, I think it's going to be cooler than if I would just had like a, maybe a book of hip hop or R&B and hip hop from the 90s, or you know what I'm saying? You were there through Midtown,
sure.
And we were carrying then, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And that was like a whole other story. Just even when you think about what we created and documented in upstairs Midtown and everybody who came through there, it's like so many different stories to tell. You know?
I mean, it was completely new for me. I mean, I grew up in fashion with Shane at Hood by Air, and it was always weird art. Cool white photographers and directors that were awesome and like geniuses. Like they all had names behind them, held thrones and like everything, kings, queens in photography. And we never had that experience of like a cultured photographer who already knew. And I mean, not to say that the ones that we worked with weren't amazing, because they were, and they definitely had an eye of their own and understood the language that we were trying to portray. But it would have been cool if we didn't have to say a word sometimes, because in fashion, honestly, in fashion and styling and all of that visual presence online takes about 5 to 7 years before it rotates and does it again. So in my opinion, the past 3 decades owe you some money because the way things are being referenced and archived more than once is literally your name behind it. And like, we could petition it, which I want to go there and like petition about it. But like, I hope you know that like, this world owe you some money.
Yeah, you know, man. You know, luckily somehow I've been chilling. I'd be able to support my lifestyle for these years without a machine behind me, without being a cornball. So I feel like, you know, I find my way, man.
Wow,
seriously.
It's the humility. I'm going to stay on your path. Like, that's where it's at. Okay, I have another question.
Sure.
You're a genius. So, you know,
I think I'm good at my job.
But you're a genius at this job. But because of that, the world is going to keep going, which means there's going to be new kids. What is your plan for the new kids? Because if I wanted to be you, I would be annoying you so much. Like, what you need, you want Starbucks, I will press this button, I will stand in the back and plug in this computer. What do you need? Like, is there going to be a time, I'm sure there has been times when you open up for interns and stuff like that, but I'm thinking bigger than that because you're bigger. Like, is there soon going to be, and I'm saying soon because I'm speaking it into existence, yes, hallelujah, but do you see yourself teaching your skills on a like large scale?
You know what? I mean, I would have studio visits every year with the kids from Young Arts, and they always love coming by. You know, and I get asked to do things like that. I think that it's like, and I'm cool with kids. I like it. But at the end of the day, I think I'm just like really immersed in my work more than like old school heads who would be a teacher. I'm still fucking like out.
I see you. You know what I'm saying?
In the club, whatever. Not like lit in the club. So I just don't really like, it's like I could stumble upon that. But like the discipline of being a teacher, I just feel like I want to work till they're fucking in. You know what I'm saying?
So I hear you. All right, y'all.
You know, you could still, you could still pass along wisdom. I feel like
for sure.
A lot of people come through my space and things like that. So, and kids hit me up to be interns all the time. But you know what I've been finding? Like, yo, hit me up, kids. But it's like, I want to find kids maybe that are more like nerdy, that's not so sweating the culture. Because I feel like as soon as kids come to my like shoots, everyone wants to shoot BTS and they want to do things that will put them in a situation to have photos my set. And I just feel like, yo, there's so much. And for starters, like, you know what I'm saying? Make yourself useful. But basically, I like the idea, but I'm definitely open to kids who just kind of really, you know what I'm saying, really want to learn to be great and not be all in my business.
Wow, I feel you. Know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first. Photo nerds, you have a chance. Everybody else, do your homework. All right, one more thing before we go. Because this has been great. I do this thing every week with everyone because everyone knows that I'm always carrying. But this week, I'm going to do it with you. I do what's called the carry of the week, where me and my guests discuss what we think is the carry of the week. And then we just say it. So what do you think is the carry of the week? It could be something that happened this week, personal. It could be something online that you saw or something in general that you think is carrying that needs to be said. Just what do you think is carrying?
Oh my God, I should have been prepared for that. I'm so chill, money my
business. Are you shitting me? All this culture running through your veins and you don't have an immediate carry?
Right. Let's see. I don't know. I mean, listen, it's like obvious, but it's like, listen, the fact that everybody hits me up with COVID is like kind of like insane. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
it's
God,
like literally like every single person. And I've been like, you know, I'm hoping we could COVID, but I've like, that's how much I see inside. I'm on my business. I'm like, I'm not like, so even though I like, I'm all vaxxed, I don't like, I'm not worried I'm going to die, but I just want to somehow avoid it. So I mind my business. I'm like, oh, I rode out here on the bike because I'm like, oh, there's air. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. So the fact that every single person I talk about something that is so close to you, I'm like, that's COVID is carrying.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, it's especially even like now in particular.
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody I know is like dealing with it somehow.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'm like, wow, is it true that I don't, like, am I, like, going to be that person who's
people. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I'm that person, too. So, yeah, Rona, once again, you are the carry of the week. Like, you're not stopping, and neither are we. So, Corona.
She's fierce.
Every variant.
She's fierce.
Omicron, all your tours. All your tickets, your sold-out tickets.
Yo, take
like,
it easy,
yeah,
bro.
Like, go to Antarctica with the rest of the, like, nonsense that we don't know about. Yeah. Corona. Yeah. All right, Eric. Thank you so much for stopping by the Sugar Service. I love you so much.
I love you too. All right, thanks.
Later, baby.
Okay. See ya.
All right, my beautiful people, as we come to the close of another satisfying Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way, your dog start crying, or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring Nick Cannon. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and all those in between, I said, this week, we are honoring Nick Cannon, the rapper, the comedian, the TV host, the singer, the actor, the director, known as Nick Cannon. Watching him on the big screen since All That back in the 90s. I'm trying not to show my age, but watching him back in the 90s on All That, all those movies like Love Don't Cost a Thing with Christina Milian, and every drumline scene that we've all memorized, and so much more. Even Wildin' Out changed the game, y'all, especially for a lot of fresh new comedic faces that we all see in the theaters. Today, yes, he put people on the map and they are on the map and flourishing. And let's not forget the new daytime TV show, Hey Nick. Everybody say, Hey Nick. We can all say whatever we want, but the truth is that Nick Cannon is a legend who has and continues to pave the way for many of us and the future. And for that alone, Nick Cannon, you are the Roses recipient of this week. Carry the fuck on. I had such a good time today. Thanks for tuning into the Sugar Service. Thanks to my special guest, the iconic Eric Johnson, for stopping by. Never forget anything that I tell y'all. Please be determined and never defeated. I'm going to get my nails done because I need a filling. So I'll see y'all next week at the same time, at the same place. I might have a different hair, but I'll have the same face. Love you. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalbeck and Yasi Sala. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alouin. And help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tuck. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.